Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Fergal Harrington is with us from Intro Matchmaking. Hi, Fergal.
How are you?
It's been a while.
Too long.
And I'm sure there's been many love stories.
Endless,
since
I swear
the last
to God.
Time we met.
Yeah, my endless love. There's up to 100 dates a week being organised by the team here. Thankfully, it's working out for a huge number of them. Myself and Rena set this up 16 years ago. And in the last year, and especially in the last 6 months, we're just seeing people saying, get me away from the online apps. Get me away from the deceit and the deception and the lies and the ghosting and the time wasting. I just can't cope with it anymore.
Funny you say that, Fergal, because I was only reading a report there and it was about the stats for dating apps are dropping dramatically and this whole swipe model is dying a death, apparently.
Well, it's
who just knew that was going to happen?
Well,
you knew. But
we
anyway.
Kind of did, but it is soul destroying. When you're swiping left and right and whatever else, it's grand for a bit of a dopamine hit every now and again, like Instagram or TikTok or whatever you're on. But when you're doing it in the hopes of actually meeting a life partner and having children and getting married,
you're going
and
around
settling
in circles kind
of. That's soul destroying after
a lot of time
a while.
Wasting.
And then when it happens repeatedly and like for 3 and 4 years, that's like, geez, that's 4 years I'm never getting back. And did I get anything out of that? Not really. Just my time wasted and my ego damaged.
You blink and the years are gone.
I had a 45-year-old on the phone yesterday and he was abroad for a long time and expat coming back. All his friends are settled down. All his friends have 2, 3, 4 kids. He hasn't got the wingman that he had before.
And it's not like when, you know, years ago there was all the nightclubs that you go to or the pubs or whatever and that was the way that you met somebody. Because that whole scene doesn't
really
exist.
Will you shift me, mate? Yeah. That's gone.
But the whole scene doesn't really exist anymore.
No. People are so
very few nightclubs now.
Very few nightclubs and people are much more focused on health and well-being and doing trike or high rocks or whatever they're doing. No, they're not into going out for drinks. And if you get approached by a guy in a pub when you're with your girls, you're going to think, this guy's a bit weird. There's something wrong. In America,
Our whole mind frame has changed
totally
over the last 20 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're much more skeptical. We're suspect of people and their intentions. Because rightfully so, we need to have our guard up. But some people put the guard up so high that they never let anybody in.
And they never go on the date.
And
or
they
whatever,
never go out. And that's why we're 53% of the population in Ireland are single.
Really?
Which is just kind of bonkers.
And I guess the whole thing has changed. Like when our parents would have been, you know, they would have been getting married like at age 20, 21, 22.
Yeah.
And people are getting married much older, even in the last, say, 20s. Like,
38 and 36 is the age.
Is that the age now? It used to be, say, 29, 30, maybe 20.
That'd be young now. That'd be considered very young
That'd
still.
That'd be too young now. So, I get that the whole thing of if you haven't met somebody, all your friends have. How do you meet somebody or where do you meet them?
But the age thing is one thing, but also it's the trying to climb the ladder, trying to buy a house, trying to do anything that makes you an independent individual in the country is really difficult with the cost of everything happening and rising. So there's that element. And there's also the fact that people are just thinking, Arshur, what's meant for you won't pass you by. And they say, so we'll see what happens.
But sometimes it does.
It does pass you by.
Yeah.
And then they wake up and they're 41 and 2 and 3. And they're like,
being proactive.
It's positive, proactive, and having trust in people and knowing that there are good people out there, but you just need to like decide where you're actually going. And don't be asleep at the wheel. Don't be thinking, I might just happen upon it. Don't do that, because I swear to God, they really regret it. And they're on the phone to me in tears. They're just, what have I done? Why have I not done this before? Or I was on to you a few years ago and I never followed through.
Didn't follow up on it. Yeah, put it on
up.
The long finger.
The Arshur attitude of, must get onto that now and get onto that now later on the next week. The next week thing doesn't work. If you don't do it now and commit to yourself and say, I am actually proactively doing this now at 2 o'clock today, then it just slips on. Then other things take over and you get distracted and work takes over and commitments with other things. And summer, and they're like, oh, sure, I'll do it in the September when things get back to normal. It's like, no, don't.
Now, Fergal, I'm sure when you started this business with Rena all those years ago, there was a bit of a stigma. Oh, God, you'd want to be desperate to have to go to, say, a matchmaking agency to find love. But then all the apps came out, and that's the norm now. People don't feel desperate going on to various sites or apps or whatever.
Good point.
It's changed, hasn't it, as well?
Well, the thing is about the apps, you can go onto the apps and sort of be all like nonchalant, I don't care if it works out or not, I'm just having the crack. If you join a dating agency and you commit to something and you sign up and you pay, you know, fee and you sign terms and conditions, it shows that you're committed truly to wanting an outcome that is successful. So your intentions are honorable. So that's now just become the norm. And that's now the smart and clever route to meeting someone. The online apps, people are now realizing fully, and we did 16 years ago, we saw it was happening, we predicted it, And it did happen. And now people are like, I can't believe I wasted 5 years of my life. I'm an intelligent person. Why did I do that?
So, swiping.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they can be unbelievably successful in their career, but they put the personal thing to the side. You can do both at the same time in parallel.
So how does it work? And how do you know who's going to suit who?
Very good. Well, we speak to everyone over the phone for about 15 to 20 minutes to make sure that we are on the same page and that we know we can meet their expectations so as not to waste their time. If we know we can meet the expectations, we will then book the appointment in for the onboarding consultation.
And when you say expectations, like, you're not going to match someone with a fellow with one tooth and... You might.
Regardless of the tooth numbers.
Virgil, come on now. Let's be realistic.
No, we match.
Who hasn't had a shower in a year? Those types.
Well, you know, they're not the types that are going to follow through and join Intro, to be honest with you. If they're not going to shower in a year, they're probably not going to pay the fee.
I had to ask.
You did. And, you know, teeth-wise, if Brad walks in, he'll get his Angelina. But sometimes guys think they're Brad and they ain't. And so a little dose of reality needs to be put and set upon himself.
But do you know what I mean? There is this kind of, well, there might be this misconception that someone who's going to maybe a dating agency that they'd never get somebody themselves.
Jesus.
They're like the back of a bus. Not that looks matter, but you know what I mean?
You couldn't be.
Let's change this.
You couldn't be more wrong by thinking that.
Yeah.
I swear to God,
yeah,
it is the people who are the best looking and the richest and the most successful are the ones who are going to dating agencies like Intro because they want to get people who are similar to themselves.
Okay.
So it's not the desperado thing. It's quite the opposite. It's actually total opposite.
Right.
Online dating apps will be filled with people who are, yes, well-intentioned, but also complete lunatics. And there's no policing of it. There's no one being the guard or the gatekeeper at the entrance. Mm-hmm. Anyone can get in. You can't just get into Intro. You have to be allowed in. It's like a club.
Okay, gotcha.
But that's not whether you have one tooth or a full, is it 32?
Turkey teeth.
It doesn't matter. But we will match like with like is the point.
Okay.
There is someone for everyone.
Okay, so you're matching. Say I go into you tomorrow and you're going looking for someone for Trina. What is it that you'd be looking for in the other person? Or how do you figure out what would be a good match?
We add your profile to our database. The database is thousands of people on the books and we have 7 full-time staff members who organise up to 100 dates a week. We look at hobbies, interests, characteristics, core values, family values, future goals, looks. All of the decisions on the matches, though, are made by the humans who work here. So it's people discussing.
It's people.
Why is Trina better suited to Tom, Dick or Harry? Why is that? And one will say, yeah, I agree with that, but I don't think that because Trina said this in her last match and her feedback said this and she wanted us to focus on that. Therefore, she wants more traits and qualities that would resemble your man, Tom. So then it's Tom. Tom is the deciding factor. Then we ring Tom about Trina, Trina about Tom. We arrange the date then at the halfway point between the two people. So you live in X, he lives in Y. Halfway point is wherever. We book the table. We do all the feedback. We do all the follow-up calls. And we have staff on call 7 nights a week when the dates are on. So if you're running 10 minutes late to meet your match, Tom, because of taxis, trouble or whatever, you can call us
so
and we'll notify him.
So you don't have Tom's phone number.
You do
so
not.
None of that. So do you know the way people go, oh, if this fella is a weirdo, I don't want him having my phone number.
Exactly.
He doesn't get it unless you want him to have it.
Never join a dating agency that swaps numbers out. I'm telling you that now as a bit of advice because what happens there is inevitably is Tom gets Trina's number. Tom being Irish, typically, he never calls Trina when he's supposed to do it because he puts it on the long finger. Or else he never stops calling Trina and you're like, leave me alone,
go away,
Tom.
Yeah.
I swear to God, leave me alone. So it's a disaster. And it's only ever done by certain places because they don't have staff. They want to wash their hands of the responsibility.
So it's one less thing for them to worry
about.
Exactly.
So don't go near that. Have it organized by the team. We do all that for you. We book the table. Then the feedback is done the next day. How did you get on, Trina? Do you want to see Tom again? If you didn't exchange numbers on that date night the night before, we'll do that for you with your permission.
Yes, okay.
And that's important.
Crucial.
And then you can pause your membership with Tom for up to 3 months to see if it works out with him. And you go off into the sunset and see if it does develop into the relationship you're hoping it will. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, you come back, reactivate and move on to date number 2, 3, four or five.
So this is interesting. This is the reality of what actually happens. So when you say book a table, are you going for dinner?
Going for dinner or lunch. Yeah.
Or lunch, okay.
Not crazy 5-star, 7-course meal tasting menu in Ashford Castle, but you know, decent enough, whatever. We'll cater
sometimes with it going for a coffee, it's not enough time.
No, it's not. Go back to cappuccino, judge you, Tom, in 2 seconds and gone.
Yeah,
no,
15
no,
minutes literally would take, wouldn't
no.
it?
Yeah. You need to, and developing the rapport and just sitting down and like the waiter comes along and pours the water, whatever. It creates an atmosphere and an ambiance. It starts conversations flowing.
You see how they treat the waiter as well?
Well, that's
another one.
No clicking of fingers. No clicking of fingers.
Do they have their phone out when
and
you're
don't
trying
be looking
to talk
at phones
to them?
And don't be answering the phone if you think you're a big deal.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than that. And do stand up and shake hands and don't kiss Trina when you first meet her at the date.
Yeah.
Take the chair out, sit her down, but don't Don't be kissing her.
Don't go
straight
all
away.
In.
Yeah, don't go all in straight away.
Okay, no, this is interesting because I feel like I'm on the date with Tom now.
I know.
And I'm getting a sense of
creating this.
Of what actually happens. So that's good to know. So if anybody is scared, because there is a little bit of people might be scared about because they don't know the process. You organise it. Tom's going to have more than one tooth. Mm-hmm. And
at least two.
And he's not going to have your number unless you want him to have your number.
Exactly.
Okay.
And handpicked, it'll be explained exactly why the person's been chosen in advance. We know where you are. We're on call all the time. They've been verified. Their identity has been verified in advance of them even having an appointment at Intro's offices in the first place.
Okay.
So we know that the name matches the address and the address matches the card details, because one of the main reasons why people come to Intro is the safety, and as well as the confidentiality, it's the safety element. So we know that Joe Bloggs is Joe Bloggs, because to be honest with you, I thought getting an office on Grafton Street would be a great idea. And in hindsight, pretty good, but it's also very annoying, if I'm honest, because people ring our doorbell every 5 to 10 minutes looking to come in for a chat. And like, how are you? Can we get home here now? They're after going shopping in Brown Thomas.
Yeah,
I'm going to hear about how the service works.
Too much football.
I'm sorry now. Yeah, it is too much. It's first world problems. It sounds very champagne problem there. But the point is, we can't let anybody into the building unless we know that they are who they say they are.
Okay.
Because I can't be wasting my time either, or the staff's time, by having Johnny in or Mary in. And
entertaining then, anyone walking by,
And then you find out that they're complete lunatics. Mm. So no offence, but we minimise the drama by saying no to the difficult ones.
Okay.
So you don't have to deal with them.
This sounds very interesting.
No offence to people one too, but you know.
Fergal, give us the details. What's the website and all the rest?
It's a website where www.intro.ie, and you can call us on 016-777-000. You can do your appointment, your onboarding consultation, which is where we find all the facts about who is Trina, what she's all about. That can be done virtually or in person, so you don't need to be living in or around Dublin. You can be anywhere. We have more and more Americans joining now, following in Rosie O'Donnell's footsteps. And they're coming over for a few dates for 3 or 4 months. They might stay here and then they might decide to buy a house in Cork or Kerry or Limerick or wherever. And that's what they're doing. They're that serious about wanting someone in Ireland. So Irish people are extremely in demand. So we have an awful lot to offer.
Oh, begorra. Begosh.
Begorry and gosh. We have an awful lot to offer. So be proud of yourself and just put yourself out there and don't be second guessing and overthinking it.
Like, you never know. I mean, you could go on a date this week and in 3 months' time be in a really good relationship.
Yeah. Well, that's
And
it.
If you hadn't done anything about it, what would you be doing?
Well, that's because they say to me on the phone, like, well, what if it doesn't work out after the five
dates?
What if? I was like, well, don't be like, what if I walk across the road and get knocked down?
Yeah.
It's not going to stop me
walking
across
the road.
What
if the new job, you don't like it?
Exactly.
You take the chance,
exactly.
Don't you?
Exactly. Life is short. You know.
But it's the same for anybody, even in a traditional way, if they met their partner. If they never went on the first date, how would they ever know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Fergal, we'll see you soon.
Amazing.
Thanks so much.
Thanks
it's
much,
Ireland's
Jenna.
Classic Hits Radio.